From the mysterious East, from the not-so-distant past, Art Institute Radio and Luxo Liniments are proud to present Belly Dancing Ninjas. Episode 3, A Horrifying Plan. Last time, Andalib and Sadira had tracked the precious Hasid diamond to the laboratory of Dr. Velnit, who was using it in a prototype weapon. Before they could escape with a diamond, though, they had to hide as criminal mastermind The Throat entered with a mysterious visitor.
It's even more beautiful than I imagined.
And with the new weapon, you will be most formidable.
Who is that?
Shh! My God!
What? Who is it?
It's...
Excellent, Herr Führer. Shall we settle on terms?
Adolf Hitler!
What? That no good!
Shh!
Not until my representatives have seen its full destructive capacity.
My superior is arranging the test now, and with the diamond in place, you will see...
Good. We shall see if your ridiculous asking price is justified.
The ropes are chafing my soft, tender hands.
Sorry, Bakraj, we can't have you squealing on us.
Oh, worry not, ninjas. I am pleased to escape with my life.
This should hold him for about 20 minutes.
Thank you again. Oh, merciful.
And the gag should keep him quiet.
Just 20 minutes?
20 minutes is more than enough time to get back above ground and report this to Prince Nabeen.
Just leave?
Exactly. While we still can.
This could be our only chance to learn what's going on. It could be our last chance to stop the Throat from unleashing a horrible weapon on the world.
Sadira, there's two of us. There are hundreds of them. What would we do? And we have to report back.
Without the diamond?
Well...
You gave your word that you would do everything in your power to return it to the prince.
I know,
there's
but...
There's got to be some way to get to the diamond. It's reconnaissance. From up here, we can see the whole compound. We'll know ahead of time if we can get to the Throat's office without running into any trouble.
But can't they see us too?
Well, yeah, there is that.
There they are!
Get them!
We're completely exposed!
Wait, we can jump to that chain.
Ready?
Using muscles that most of us don't even know exist, our heroes flip themselves over the railing and into the open air.
I've got the chain!
I've got your foot!
Ah! Ow!
Where are we?
Crashed into a kind of storeroom.
Okay. We'll need some kind of plan B.
Well, it's just you, me, and these boxes of rations. We have time to think about it.
Yeah.
There they are!
You girls stay right where you are!
Ha! As soon as we tell the Throat that we've captured the belly dancing nit-
Foolish boys.
Well, there's our plan B.
What? Of all the...
It'll work.
The daughter of kings and princes, and I have to...
Put on their uniforms, we sneak in as guards, we get all the information we want.
It's indecent.
And then we report back with the diamond... With the Throat's evil plan and without a scratch on us.
Your optimism is endearing.
No, with a deep voice, like...
Your optimism is endearing. See? Easy.
All right, now we go to his office, get the diamond, and...
You there!
Oh.
The weapon has to be ready for testing immediately. Go to the staging area.
Right.
Right.
Other way, guys.
Yup.
Are you thinking what I'm thinking?
The weapon needs the diamond in order to fire.
And they're about to fire it from their staging area.
He just pointed us straight at it.
How do they build these rooms?
They have scientists, Sadira. Brilliant, evil scientists.
Our heroes stand on a catwalk, overlooking the most vast and cavernous room they've encountered yet. The ceiling is so high it cannot be seen. One wall is sealed off by massive, rusty metal doors, and several stories below is the floor, with a large platform on wheels.
Bakrach, you oily scorpion. You must know where they are.
Sir, please, please, believe me.
They let you live, and you expect me to believe?
I had to dislocate an arm to free myself.
Ouch.
Hide before Bakrach sees us.
Too late, he spotted us.
Bakrach, you little...
I don't care about your troubles, you little sniveling Nimrod. Get out of my sight.
Sir?
You have something more to say, you sniveling little cretin?
Sir...
How dare you touch me, you imbecile? What are you pointing at?
Uh-oh.
Hi, Mr. Throat.
Well, he can't reach this catwalk from there, so...
Guards! I'm not waiting for this!
Ha! That's the last of them. What was that?
Those bolts are giving way. The catwalk's going to fall. Quick, get inside the door. Ay!
Sadira!
Please!
Give me your hand!
But the guards!
Sadira! Just do what I say! Sadira!
Oh! Not again!
We'll resume our program in just a minute, but now... Citizens of the USA... Isn't it time you use a luxuriating cream that comes from the heart of America? Luxo Liniments manufactures its creams and lotions right here in Wappingers Falls, New York, and ship it proudly to San Francisco, to Manhattan, and to everywhere in between. We at Luxo salute the American spirit that makes this country great. Luxo, it's made in the USA. And now, back to our program!
Sadira!
There's one of them!
Get her!
There's eight of us and only one of her!
Yeah, but... she don't look happy.
Meanwhile, in midair...
Not again! Gah! Woo! Close one.
With highly trained reflexes, Sadira unfurls a veil as she falls, which she now uses to gently parachute to safety.
Uh-oh.
Or at least, relative safety.
No! No! Gotta change direction. No! Ow. Where am I?
Sadira finds herself in a small office that looks out on the cavernous room via the now shattered plate glass window.
Big enough lock on the door. Maps.
A desk in the center of the room has plans for political and financial blackmail across the globe. Timetables for the assembling of armies, and maps of lethal invasions.
This is horrible!
And worst of all are the maps with cities X'd out, and written next to each one the words, Ultimate Weapon.
No!
And the final pages list the last rapacious seizures of distant corners of the globe, leading to the one inescapable conclusion.
He's gonna take over the world! The door! All right! Ah!
Sadira, it's me!
How did you get here?
Lots of fighting. Come on!
Handalib!
There's no time!
Look at these plans. The Throat is clearly planning world domination.
What? How?
They have an ultimate weapon that can destroy whole cities from miles away.
That's impossible! Nothing could wipe out an entire city with one shot!
Uh-oh.
How could... What?
At that.
Oh. My. God!
What horrifying sight has startled our heroes? Will the ninjas thwart this nefarious plan for world domination? Or will they even escape with their lives? Find out in the next exciting episode of... Belly Dancing Ninjas!